Good morning. I saw an amazing TV program about a fireman who heroically stood by a frightened young girl in the middle of a blazing fire. A lorry carrying petrol had landed on the girl's legs, trapping her. The petrol had caught fire. Both the fireman and the girl waited together for death or rescue. They thought they were going to be burnt alive. But help did come just in the nick of time. This ordinary fireman was immediately hailed as an extraordinary hero, a man of rare courage, and he was suddenly thrust into the full glare of publicity and celebrity. He was voted as Australia's Man of the Year. He became a national hero. In his humble way, he was glad when all the media frenzy was over and he could get back to his daily life as a fireman. But then came the twist in his tale. The incident actually ruined his career as a fireman. He is now out of the fire service altogether. Why is this? All because his work colleagues couldn't cope with his glory. They were jealous. He had set a very high standard for them. He had been more heroic than them. They didn't get the same publicity as him. The fireman himself called this the tall poppy syndrome. He explained, "When people are seen to be head and shoulders above others, they are quickly cut down to size, indeed cut off at the root. People can't live with others out of step with themselves. There has to be a sameness, or else they are too uncomfortable." Jesus knew all about tall poppy syndrome, standing head and shoulders above the crowd and getting crucified for it. Every Christ-like Christian is expected to follow Jesus and be a tall poppy too.